T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Edens, our top local story. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has signed an executive directive to address racial equity in city government.
Under the mayor's directive, every general manager and head of department or office will be required to name a racial equity officer to develop and oversee the department's racial equity plan.
These plans that each department will develop will spell out the department's existing policies around recruitment and hiring, training, retention, promotions, and contracting, and describe efforts to attract, promote, and hire from a robust pool of qualified candidates. To promote diversity, departments and offices will be encouraged to consider a wide range of factors in hiring, like the adversities that a candidate has overcome, their first-generation graduate status in their family, neighborhood demographics and circumstances, and leadership potential. Simply put, we can't leave brilliance on the sidelines.
Mayor Garcetti says as of today, all city departments will begin planning affirmative action programs to plan for the possibility that a November ballot measure passes and effectively repeals a state proposition that ended affirmative action in the public sector back in 1996. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Something new is rolling out online on this Juneteenth to help people find and support Black-owned businesses.
Searches for Black-owned businesses have increased dramatically since the start of the protests, and now Yelp is among the companies answering the call to help find them, with a banner right up top when you sign in that says support Black-owned businesses. In addition, they partnered with the My Black Receipt campaign, which urges people to protest with their purchase power. The campaign encourages customers of Black-owned businesses between now and July 4th to upload their receipts, the goal to hit $5 million in that period. Organizers say the act of sharing receipts shows that supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement are committed to helping the Black community create economic independence. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Education officials and lawmakers say they are worried school districts across California could hit with a wave of lawsuits connected to coronavirus safety issues when they reopen. Assembly Education Committee Chair Patrick O'Donnell from Long Beach says lawsuits could devastate districts and they need to be protected from that. State Superintendent Tony Thurman addressed the issue and current reopening guidelines while speaking to the Assembly Education Committee.
This guidance speaks to the most safe ways that we can support our students' return to campus based on the science that we currently have. We'll continue to monitor that and, as needed, change it.
The State Department of Education says it's going to look into liability issues. There is confirmation this morning that California is going through its worst unemployment crisis since the Great Depression. The headline jobless rate last month was 16.3%, with a revised figure for April at a very similar 16.4%. Former State Employment Chief Michael Burnick tells KNX, "We have not seen anything like this for many decades."
The numbers we're talking about are up in the stratosphere. They are so far above anything we've seen really in the post-World War II period in California.
He says there have been some job gains in recent weeks, especially in construction and the hospitality sector as restaurants open back up. USC researchers say new survey data confirms a not very surprising truth about the coronavirus pandemic. Women have suffered more job losses than men and have had more responsibility for child care during the crisis. The survey found that women without a college degree have been affected the most. The survey also reveals while men are more likely to die from the virus, the mental health impact of the pandemic is disproportionately negative for women. LA County officials today announced that disaster recovery loans of up to $2 million are available for small businesses and nonprofit groups that suffered damage in the protests over racism and police brutality that began in late May. The Small Business Administration loans can be used to repair damaged real estate, machinery, and equipment or inventory. The funds can also be used to make improvements to prevent damage from protests in the future. Interest rates are based on the borrower's individual financial circumstances. It's going to be a June 19th like never before, as more and more people join in marking the Juneteenth holiday. It celebrates the moment 155 years ago when slaves in Texas learned they were free. Now calls are building for Juneteenth to become a national public holiday.
It should be a holiday because it's up to me. It feels like it's been hidden for so long.
It's our 4th of July. We're finally free. We are able to celebrate.
USC history and law professor Ariella Gross says the holiday comes at a very important time as Black Lives Matter protests sweep across the nation.
What I'd emphasize is that enslaved people claimed their freedom as soon as they heard the news of the Union Army coming near. Thousands of people escaped to Union lines. They became known as contraband, like stolen property, and eventually became the Union soldiers who turned the tide against the Confederacy.
Whole series of protests and celebrations are marking Juneteenth today across Southern California. We have a list on our website, KNX1070.com. Wildlife experts have come up with a plan to help some severely inbred cougars that live in the Santa Ana Mountains. The goal is to help them migrate east of the 15 freeway where they can mate with other genetically diverse mountain lions. Plans are in the works to improve a freeway underpass that the big cats can use as a crossing. Caltrans also building miles of fencing near Temecula Creek to help keep people out of the cougar's habitat.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.